When Caroline Kennedy was a little girl, her mother read her poetry. That her mother was Jacqueline Kennedy, and their home was the White House, can never be beside the point. They were a family that belonged to all of America. And Ms. Kennedy tries to pass along that love of words and images, the play of thoughts and rhythms that enlivened her growing up in a new book, The Best Loved Poems of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. It's selected and introduced by Caroline Kennedy, who joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Could you help us kind of recreate that scene of you and your mother reading, or your mother reading to you perhaps at first?
Well, reading was something that was tremendously important to both my parents, and a love of words and a belief in the power of words was something that they shared. But of course, we read together all the time, but I think one of the things that she did was for every holiday or birthday or Christmas, instead of buying a present, we had to go and look for a poem in a library book or a book at home, and then copy it down and illustrate it, and if we could memorize it in the process, that was good too. And then she saved them all in a special scrapbook. And so there was a lot of competition between me and John about whose poem was better or longer or, you know, more famous. But I think it was a way of giving us poems to share with each other so that it wasn't just a solitary thing, but it was something that we all enjoyed together.
Let me ask you about a poem in your book. With your permission, there was a most odious yak who took only toads on his back.
If you asked for a ride, he would act very snide and go humping off, yickety yak.
Do you remember where you were when you first read this, or it was read to you?
Well, actually, I think this is one of the ones that John found. For one holiday, he seemed to find all sorts of funny animal poems and put them together. You know, it reminds me so much of him and his sense of humor. I think it's a real, especially little boy's poem.
What